Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Time now for another episodic adventure in the world of your health and well-being. It's DJV Health, and I'm Doug Steffen, and that's the D in DJV. The J, for purposes of this conversation, can be Jack Stockwell, who is a doctor of chiropractic experience and expertise. Put them both together, Jack. Is that all right? You like that?
Yes, yeah. With decades of experience in that matter.
Lots of, yes, right. Find out more about how his Nooka chiropractic works at jackstockwell.com. He's also, besides being a board-certified Nooka chiropractor, he's a certified in lots of different things, but for purposes of this conversation, he's a GAPS practitioner. All of your health and well-being, I agree with him, 110%. All begins in the gut. You are what you eat. It just makes so much sense to look at it that way. Jack is here to perform his duties with regard to overseeing a lot of things going on in the world of health, the creation of Big Pharma, the creation of the FDA. What most people don't realize is that the FDA is populated with people who have worked in Big Pharma. This is the same, doesn't make any difference whether it's the FDA. You can look across the board at every single government agency, no matter what it is. It's populated by people who are from the fields that are supposedly being regulated. Now, the people can say, well, how do we get people to understand the regulations if we don't have people from those fields? After all, aren't they the experts? And, yeah, they are, but there are not enough restrictions on who comes in, how long they stay, and what happens to them after they leave. If you're a congressman, you can't work for a lobbying firm, or you can't represent a firm before Congress for, I think it's 2 years after you get out. Not so with anybody that works in the FDA, the USDA, the EPA, you name it, across the board, all those people, the CIA, they get out and they go to work for some non-governmental protection agency. You know, that stuff. That's what government is about in America. So now go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, it's just a big revolving door, and the CDC is a part of it. Yep. And the head of the FDA and the head of big pharma companies will spend some time here in the regulatory aspect of it, in the governmental organization. And then a few years later, they're back into the private sector.
Yeah.
And you made a good point there when the logic that they use is, who better understands this stuff than the people in the business end of it?
Right.
What do they understand? They understand what they need to do to make sure that the golden parachute, the retirement, the pensions, you know, are nice and fat and worth millions upon millions of dollars by the time they finally retire. And this is why a lot of NGOs, to get an NGO grant from the government in the sense of contract responsibilities, have to have citizen review boards. Mm-hmm. And you don't have that with the FDA or the CDC. Well, they're not doctors. They don't understand. That's assuming that doctors are the last word, and they simply aren't. Mm-hmm. You know, well-seasoned, PhD-oriented scientists in those fields need to be listened to much more than someone who's just got an MD after their name. Now, there are MDs who are science, you know, like Ken, who have a scientific research background. But so many of them that are just, you know, because it says an MD or whatever, and they put them at the head of the FDA, you have to look at the flow of money. You have to look at who's being benefited by this stuff. And so when you have Big Pharma coming along now and saying, we want CBD oil to become a restricted drug, yeah. rather than this freely available over-the-counter health food stores and all the other
kinds
of places.
Because it works. It helps people and it's cheap.
Yes,
and that's
exactly.
When do people wake up to that and demand of government that they get what they're paying for in terms of service? We want what we want, and don't tell us that we can't have it because of some made-up restriction or something to be concerned with. It's like, I know you're not a vaccine person, but for the government to arbitrarily say, well, you've got to wait 8 months. Everybody's asking the question, why do I have to wait 8 months for my next vaccine? Well, because we said so. That's basically what you're getting out of them.
Yeah.
They give you a lot of gobbledygook. So the same is true across the board. CBD oil is something, because of my working with cannabis and hemp and that sort of thing on my farm, I've become very aware, very knowledgeable, if you will, as to what CBD is all about, how it's produced, where it comes from. And anybody who says that CBD is a drug is an ignoramus.
Well, that's
about as straight as I can make it. It just is. It's the height of ignorance to make a statement like that, especially when it does so much good. You can even make that argument about marijuana to a point, because it does help a lot of people. And the drug companies know that. The drug companies, by the way, secretly are trying, the drug and liquor and tobacco companies are trying to buy up all of the cannabis production that they can. Not only here in our country, but around the world. Canada, you name it. In 10 years, all the production, there'll be so much more production of cannabis, and it'll all be run by big tobacco or big pharma.
Yeah,
I guarantee you in 10 years, that's what's going to happen.
Well, there's already one CBD oil product now, Epidiolex, that's made by GW Pharma, yeah. that has had recognition from the FDA. And they haven't used the word patented, but that's the direction they're trying to move. Now, you can't
sure.
patent something Mother Nature made.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, even in the
you
worst cases, you can't patent heroin that
no.
comes from the opium poppy that Mother mm-hmm. Nature made. You can't patent vitamin C. You can't patent the oxygen in the atmosphere. This is really crazy, and because CBD oil is a food product extracted from the hemp plant that has... I don't know. I haven't seen any serious side effects related to this stuff
None.
Whatsoever.
Zero.
But its effectiveness for deep neurological
tissue.
Pain.
I've got a shoulder. Well, cancer. I've got a torn rotator cuff that I've had for 20 years.
Yeah.
I didn't have it operated on. I get a good massage, get a good workout, and I put the CBD oil on it every night. Don't feel a thing. And so many people take a little CBD before they go to sleep at night. Helps them sleep much better. There's no negative side effect. Where is they? Okay, so there's a problem. Somebody says maybe, I don't know, CBD or maybe this. How about the legalization of tobacco products and alcohol? How many people die every year because of alcohol poisoning, i.e., it poisons your system, it ruins your gut,
Excellent.
It kills you, the same with tobacco,
yeah.
and yet those are all legal.
Sugar
okay,
you realize
nonsense? Yeah,
yes,
the same thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's all these things out there that are extremely dangerous to the health profile of this country, but they go on because they have a lot of money to buy Congress. CBD oil manufacturers don't have enough money yet to buy. And in fact, Congress has a legal obligation to properly regulate cannabis for the last 2 years under that new law 2 years ago, and they've refused to regulate it.
Do you see that eating one hot dog? Do you hear us talking about this?
Yeah, let's talk about it. I heard you talking about that.
Let's talk about that in a moment. We'll continue. This is DJV Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He practices medicine at his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, with his wife, Mary. They have fabulous success with clients from all over that part of the country. Even guys, silly guys like me, fly in from the East Coast to get adjusted by Jack. Check out his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. All about helping people. Health is their number one reason for being. Nothing better than slipping into the sack at night with soft, comfortable sheets. Imagine at the end of the day, you've had a long, tough day, and you just want to go to bed, right? So MyPillow prepares the bed, giving you mattresses, mattress toppers, sheets, pillows, pillowcases, so you glide right into bed and you go right to sleep and you feel like a million bucks. This is fabric that's ultra soft, the sheets I'm talking about, breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them such a luxurious finish. They'll have you sleeping like a dream. I'm out usually within a minute and a half, 2 minutes. I'm gone. Out. And I attribute a lot of it, well, I guess working hard, having a clear conscience, if you will, and being comfortable in those Giza Dream Sheets. So, do yourself a favor. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square in there. Use the promo code DJV in the square at checkout. You will get the Giza Dream Sheets for as low as $49.99. Deep discounts also on the mattress topper, the towel sets, you name it. Use that DJV card to get from 30 to 65% off. And that's easy. You're in need of a lot of things. Towels, sheets, that sort of thing. Okay, send your children off to school with new towels and new sheets. Get them today. Visit MyPillow.com and use the discount promo code DJV.
At Boost Mobile, we're giving you a free phone when you switch and all the power that comes with it. The power to access everything humanity has to offer. The power to connect with anyone in the world. The power to order tacos. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to America's largest 5G network. Information, communication, tacos. Now that's power. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
This report is brought to you by Genesis 2 Project, G2P. Recently, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the ODNI, released a preliminary report on possible threats posed by UFOs, now known as Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, UAP, and the progress the Department of Defense UAP Task Force has made in understanding any threats. Dr. J.C. Van Valkenburg is a former Los Alamos National Lab biophysicist who has been working with G2P to bring scientifically sound UAP data to the public.
G2P has released the first scientifically authenticated documentation of UAPs, including images captured with infrared technology. Primo Forensics performed the digital forensic analysis.
In tandem with the ODNI report, these data support the development of relevant processes, policies, technologies, and training for the U.S. military and government personnel upon encountering UAP. Visit Genesis2Project.com.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell here. I'm Doug Steffen. Jack and his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Ours, DGVHealthShow.com, where you can get our podcast. Jack has lots of ways of sharing information. One hot dog claiming 35 minutes of one's life. I'm just trying to think of the last time. I've never seen you eat a hot dog. Wait a minute. No, I have. At the airport in Boston.
You had to bring that up.
The grossest. Yes, now I remember.
My life is shortened by 35 minutes.
35 minutes. Yeah, you've had it.
Now, you have to put this in context. Those are processed meats.
Yeah.
I don't care whether it's processed bologna, processed hot dog, processed whatever else. The chemicals that are involved in the processing and giving these things shelf life and artificial color is the thing that shortens the life, not the hot dog.
Really?
The meat doesn't.
It's the process that they put them through.
That's it. And,
Sugary drinks. It's like breakfast.
Precisely. You go to
cereals.
A steakhouse. Where are those steaks coming from? Even a really good steakhouse. They're coming from commercial processing places that are, these animals are loaded with antibiotics, hormones, pesticides, herbicides. Yeah. That's not the meat.
That I said peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh, I heard that too. We got to talk about that.
Adding 33 minutes to your life. All right, hold on. More of that coming up. And other observations and important research done as to you and your health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here in this hour on DJV Health.
don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen. I've been known to be called Dr. Doug on occasion. I think it's because I have a degree in BS, right? I have a DS. Anyway, the conversation we're having, I don't want to belabor this, but it's so simply a fact that you are what you eat, and the talk about various processed foods that aren't good for you, whether it's cereals, that kind of stuff. So I facetiously said, okay, if I don't eat hot dogs and burgers and stuff, but every once in a while I have a breakfast sandwich. So maybe when I say that, that's not a breakfast. That's not one of those things that you get from Jimmy Dean. At Trader Joe's, they have these little sandwiches, like a fig thing, a peanut butter and jelly. What do they call those little bars that you take? I have them in my truck when I'm on the farm for snacks during the day. So if I have one of those, and then I have some cooked cereal, some kind of oatmeal, then I guess I'm okay, right? One balances off the other.
Well, as long as it's organic and it's clean, and it has minimal processing. Mm-hmm. And this idea that peanut butter and jelly will add 35 minutes to your life is utterly ridiculous.
Sounds fun, though.
You know, now, with peanut butter is not that bad if it's just peanut butter and salt and it came from an organic source. Peanut butter, peanuts by nature are covered with all kinds of bacteria that aren't necessarily the good bacteria to put inside
the
body.
But the study says, Jack, peanuts, baked salmon, rice, and beans give you positive
whole grain rice from an organic source, yes.
Yeah, right.
Beans from an organic source, yes. I have no problem with that. It's just that they don't want to. You know, when they talk about nutritional supplements, they never distinguish between the organic or the food-based supplements
not
and
at
the,
all.
Artificial stuff that comes out of a laboratory. Well, the same thing with foods. A lot of times they don't distinguish between an organic, healthy source and the processed source in the food industry. And so there's this picture with this meme I saw the other day. Foods from a plant, and it had a picture of just a healthy garden soil plant, are good. Foods from a plant are not bad. Like, foods from a plant are good, foods from a plant are not good. And the second one, where the plant was not good, showed a picture of a processing plant that was kicking out cans of, you know, this or that.
Right.
I mean, it was kind of, you know, I thought it was kind of an interesting thing to see, because there's a huge world of difference when you get processed stuff that has had the real nutritious aspect of the food removed, so it has shelf life. And then it's pumped with artificial colors, artificial flavors, mold inhibitors, color stabilizers, and all these other kinds of things that are in there. That's what shortens your life 35 minutes every time you have a couple ounces of it.
So how come the FDA isn't all over? I'm going to go back to what we were. The FDA isn't all over hot dogs, for example, if they're so bad for you. Or,
well, how strong is the processing meat industry financially?
It's all now the Chinese operate. They own the pork and they're into the pork and hot dog business. They control it now with the ownership of it begins with an S, Stonyfield. And then they're trying to buy up Tyson, buying all the stock in that. You know, and so then we have this business about coffee, whether that's good for you or whether it isn't good for you. All of these things, is it true that in moderation, nitrates would be good for you? No. In moderation, is coffee good for you? Yeah. There are a lot of people who say that it makes their muscles not ache as much, and their headaches go away.
It has an anti-cancer effect as well, if it's from an organic source and you don't have more than 2 cups a day.
Yeah, right. There you go. All right. Dr. Jack is visiting with us. We got a lot of things that we're on the front burner, including a focus on his latest podcast, which is a focus on germ theory. What is a germ and how does it affect our body? You may be surprised. I know where Jack's going to go with this, and we'll all hear it right after this.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Yesterday, we told you about HexoSkin, a sensor-loaded smart shirt for monitoring your heart rate, breathing rate, and a lot more. And it connects to a smartphone or tablet with Bluetooth. But what's the perfect application? Astronauts in space, of course. Pierre-Alexandre Fournier from HexoSkin has more.
So HexoSkin has been working with space agencies since 2011, and we've developed a system for the monitoring of astronauts in microgravity that has been operating in the International Space Station since 2019 for life science research in space. So we've been working with several companies, and Virgin Galactic is the first company who is going to launch an astronaut for short-term space mission with the HexoSkin system.
Check out HexoSkin.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House voted Tuesday to approve the framework of a $3.5 trillion budget resolution and to advance a bipartisan infrastructure package already passed through the Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had made a compromise with some moderate members of her Democratic caucus who threatened to withhold support for the larger spending package until a vote on the infrastructure bill was scheduled. Republicans have vowed to oppose a final vote on the measure that contains many of the priorities in President Biden's Build Back Better plan. The infrastructure bill will receive a vote by September 27. And the Supreme Court declined to intervene in an appeal over a lower court's decision to revive a Trump-era immigration policy known as Remain in Mexico. A federal judge in Texas had ordered the Biden administration to reinstate the policy that forced those applying for asylum in the U.S. to remain in Mexico while their case was being processed. The ruling means that the White House will have to go through a lengthy administrative process if they ultimately want to end the policy. This is USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
A doctor in Alabama is making waves by announcing that he will no longer treat patients that aren't vaccinated against COVID. But is it legal? Tim Berg has more.
Dr. Jason Valentine, a physician at Diagnostic and Medical Care Infirmary Health in Mobile, Alabama, recently posted a photo on his Facebook page showing him next to a sign that says, quote, effective October 1st, 2021, Dr. Valentine will no longer see patients that are not vaccinated against COVID-19, close quote. Valentine saying he's currently in the process of mailing a letter to patients about his decision, he posted a copy of that letter online. As far as the legality of a doctor denying patients service, Quentin Brogdon is with Crane, Brogdon & Rogers. He tells USA Radio News.
As far as I know, under the law, Tim, there's nothing that per se prevents a physician from terminating or even failing to start a patient relationship as long as it's not due to discriminatory reasons such as age, sex, race, sexual orientation, religion, or national origin. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 keeps doctors from denying service for those inappropriate reasons. But otherwise, doctors can deny care as long as, you know, a patient is not in an emergency scenario.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour, another half hour of conversation with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on DJV Health Time. Doug Steffen, the idea of having CBD oil and where it comes from. This is where there needs to be a revolution. There needs to be a riot. But the problem is that the same people who control food, who control drugs, they're all in up to their mickeys in controlling our thought process because of these devices that everybody has become addicted to. Everybody knew what was going to happen with all of this stuff. And you can thank our friends who aren't our friends, the Chinese government, for figuring out how we think and therefore playing to that so that they can get control. I don't understand why they want control of the world. I mean, what?
Power.
I was like, yeah, then what are you going to do with it? Power at the end of the day, you don't sleep, you don't eat right, you get all worked up. Ask somebody who runs a billion-dollar company how their life is. More than often, they'll tell you not so great. They can hardly wait to get out, retire, and go get on their boat. At any rate, so CBD oil, back to that for a moment. I know Standard Process has a good CBD oil. I've used it over the years. What's the difference between that and CBD? Or is there, are they all the same?
No. There's a couple of additional things that are put into the hemp oil complex, is what it's called, from Standard Process. And what they do is they put in some very good polyunsaturated fatty acids, omega-3 oils, to help get the CBD effect into the cells quicker. But they also have something that's called glucoraphanin. And glucoraphanin is an extract from broccoli, and it is converted to sulforaphane inside the liver, which is a very powerful liver detoxifant. So what you have here is not only a great clean source of the hemp oil, the CBD oil, but you also at the same time have an anti-inflammatory process at the same time because of this something called TrueBroc. It's a brassica ingredient that's in part of the oil as well. And it's a very concentrated form of CBD oil. And the whole idea behind the Standard Process that we're talking about all the time is that we're looking for dense nutrition, not just nutrition from a clean source, but dense nutrition. Because we were talking about rice and beans there before the last break. Rice and beans are not dense nutrition. This is the kind of stuff you have to eat all day long to try to get the dense nutrition out of it that human beings don't have time to eat all day long. We're creators, we're builders, we're discoverers, we're inventors. And so we need dense nutrition so that we don't have to spend a whole lot of time grazing out there in the field with the cattle. And that comes primarily from meat, fish, dairy, and eggs. That's the dense nutrition that mankind or that Mother Nature has provided for us. And so in Standard Process's approach to hemp oil, they've tried to concentrate the hemp oil as opposed to just some straight pure hemp oil that's out there in the marketplace, which is why that's the one I recommend. That's the one I send to you. That's the one I recommend people take a serious look at, hemp oil complex.
All right. But think about it in terms of what you want and what your own research has provided. And then you got to use your head, not believe in all this stuff about science. And science is there to disprove itself. The people who say, I believe in science, you don't even know what you're talking about. You don't know what the science is. And a perfect example of that, by the way, is all of those bottles of Purell that you see everywhere so that you can get rid of the bacteria on your skin and therefore be healthier. Do you know how completely moronic that is? If you understand how your body works at all, even to the smallest degree, Jack being a GAPS practitioner, understanding that your gut is loaded with billions and billions of good bacteria that help you digest your food, help your body be healthier. Now, I'm preaching here, Jack sitting back and listening to me tell the story, but this is the same thing Jack would tell you, the same thing any doctor worth his or her salt would tell you, to get rid of all of the bacteria, every single thing on your hands so that you can't get it in your mouth, is sheer nonsense. And not more than that, it's bad for you. And yet all of these people say, the science says we got to keep our hands clean. So wash your hands with hot water and soap and throw that damn Purell out.
Amen. And you can't kill viruses because viruses are already dead.
Right. It's this foolishness.
Viruses are not a living substance. And then most of the bacteria, most by far, are beneficial. We absolutely need them for all kinds of reasons. Yeah. They produce antibodies. They produce vitamin B. They produce essential amino acids. They produce a lot of different things in the gut. We, in turn, give them warmth and moisture in food. They give us life-supporting chemicals. And the idea that every time we have a bacteria, it must be bad. Oh, here's a virus. No. There are some experts out there who claim that up to 40% of human DNA is viral origin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where did that come from? Some of the lower best
after human beings screw up the planet and the bacteria and the bugs take over, this planet will be inhabited by bugs.
Well, what do bugs do? They just clean up the excess stuff that's around us that we don't need. The same thing with the bacteria inside of us. The major job of bacteria, besides providing us with life-supporting chemicals, is to eat the dead tissue. As you well know, billions of cells in our body die every day. And they create waste products. And so we have a lymphatic system to try to wash this stuff out either through the gut or through
the
urine.
But the poop is all full of poop.
Well, that's it. And the poop of these dying cells, the poop of these dying bugs, are cleaned up by bacteria that are the tiny little vacuum cleaners that we have trillions of these things throughout our body, cleaning us up all the time.
So
most of the bacteria out there is beneficial and it's life-supporting.
What does Standard Process have as a probiotic? Is there a product that they have that you recommend?
Prosymbiotic. It's called Prosymbiotic.
Yeah.
And
I take that all the time.
Right.
So how does that compare to the Lee enzymes, which also are necessary for your gut? You and Mary developed at the clinic the Lee enzymes.
The Lee enzymes are the ultimate cleanup. They provide energy and the ultimate cleanup system for the human body. Most people, by the time they reach 35 years old, are not producing the level of enzymes they did up to that point, which is why you can't always tell the age of somebody looking at them up to age 35, 40. But after 35 and 40, you can pretty well tell whether they're 40s or older, because the ability of the body's cleanup system centered in digestive enzymes and blood enzymes have decreased to the point where they just start aging faster and faster, which is one of the reasons we created Lee enzymes. And now they're available now at the lowest prices ever at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
All right, ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Yes.
I'm not buying into that, by the way. You look your age. I'm not buying into that for a second.
That's why you don't look as old as you
are. Don't give into that stuff. All right, Dr. Jack Stockwell here with our weekly podcast, the DJV Health Podcast. Most recent one with Jack is a discussion about the pros and cons of vaccine. We have that conversation frequently here in this hour. And then we talk about the commercials on the evening news and why they're all pharmaceutical ads. This is something that we're now kind of accepting. Nobody's really asking the question, why do they present you with 15 seconds of, yep, use this stuff, it's good for you, and then 45 seconds in the commercial is devoted to how it's all going to kill you. That blows my mind. It shows you how people these people that run these ad agencies have studied people to the nth degree. They know exactly how you think, so they know that if in a commercial you'll listen to the first 10, 15 seconds to get the gist of it, and then you go away. So they put on the back end of the commercial all the reasons, because the government requires that they put in their ads why it is that you need to be careful of this particular, you know, whatever it is, whatever the drug is. It's such nonsense. It's such folly. Anyway, Jack talks about vitamins as the truck that carries things, the minerals, into our bloodstream in this particular podcast. So check it out. Lots of things that are condensed for your information, recommendations for dealing with cramps we have in this podcast as well. Check it all out at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I get a chair that'll turn my home office into a corner office?
It's possible.
How can I feel as good at the end of the day as I felt at the beginning?
Staples Connect makes it possible with all the innovative tools you need to work from home. And right now, get up to 40% off select chairs. That's up to 40% off chairs that roll, swivel, tilt, and turn. Discover money-saving deals, work-from-home tips, and inspiration at staplesconnect.com/furniture. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 8/28 while supplies last. Prices may vary online.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
So
I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, here we are going through. I want to, the podcast that's up now that you do, because we got the one from Forbidden Doctor, we got the one from DJV Health, the germ theory of disease. This is sort of an extrapolation of what we were just talking about a minute ago with regard to germs and what germs there are. Germs, bugs, the things that are bacteria, is that a germ? Is it a bug? What is, that's actually, I'm asking that question, I don't think ever. Germs, what is a germ? Is bacteria, are there bad bacteria?
Yeah, that would be germs? considered a germ.
Germ.
And microbes in general, and microbes are micro life forms, whether they're fungi or molds or bacteria or viruses or whatever else, are all thrown into that group. Except more research scientists are pulling viruses out of that particular family of microbes because microbes are alive and living. Mm-hmm. Viruses are not. But we still have something inside of us called the virome, which is all of this viral activity that takes place inside of us. But viruses are nothing more than just the expulsion from dead and dying cells of the particulate RNA, DNA strings, particle strings that are being released into the bloodstream. And that's why anytime you can look at the blood of a very healthy human being that would be the Superman or Superwoman of our species, and their blood's loaded with viruses. And it's loaded with bacteria. It's not the germs that kill us. It's the sick soil that allows the preponderance and the overgrowth of these particular little tiny life forms.
So let's put it this way. You hear me say all the time, you are what you eat. Well, the plants are eating what's in the soil so they can grow, so they can feed you. That's the way the process works. So if they're eating things in the soil that are bad for them, and you eat it, it's bad for you. And that's what Jack's talking about. All of the chemicals that are applied to soil and certain farming
comes
circumstances.
Through in the food.
Yeah,
the
it's all over
the
food.
Commercial growth of vegetables and fruits come through into you if they're not organic.
All right, here's a great example. Compare the strawberries grown on the local, and I'm doing this right now because we're done, strawberry season's over here, but I had my last gasp of local strawberries, and then I buy the crap from Driscoll's because I like having strawberries every day, and the taste, the consistency, that's what you call it, the composition of the strawberry, the fact that the strawberries you buy in the store from Driscoll or some of these other phony baloney hydroponic outfits last, if you're lucky, a week. I had a quart of strawberries that came from the local produce stand, and they lasted almost a month.
That tells you everything you need to know.
Right.
That tells you everything you need to know between what Mother Nature made and what a food processor made.
Yeah, yeah. So just because it looks like it's good for you, you really have to, you know, do your homework as a matter of fact. We don't have much time left, and one of the things that I wanted to talk about were the fact that what you're eating and the things that you've done to your body will signal dementia. And the way you can tell whether somebody has dementia, according to a new study, is how they drive. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at the increase in car accidents that are going on across this country. Mm-hmm. That right there, there's something going on, right? Exactly.
Yeah, with older people. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Food for thought. Good stuff. Dr. Jack continues. This is the DJV Health Program, available every week around the clock at DJVHealthShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's DJV Health Time. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us here on the DJV program. That's why we call it DJV Health. And for those of you who may be just joining us or haven't heard the conversation that Victoria Keelan from the program and I had about, did we argue about ivermectin? We were arguing about something. It wasn't necessarily.
No, just your sexism is really what we've been arguing about.
Okay. All right. Well, ivermectin is not something that sexually makes much difference whether you're male or female, but I am familiar with it because we use it to get rid of worms in cows. Now, I want to go to Jack. There are some people using ivermectin to treat or prevent, in their own mind, that's what they use, that's what they think it's for, to deal with COVID and whatever other parasites. I guess COVID could be a sort of a parasite. What's the scoop on ivermectin? When did you first learn about ivermectin? When you were in school, Jack?
No, not till much later because, you know, we had classes in pharmacology and toxicology, but those weren't on the top 40. But it's a political thing because you cannot get emergency use authorization, as both Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, everybody else had to have in order to get those untested injections into the marketplace if there is a viable alternative. And the viable alternatives were hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin given under medical supervision. I mean, people were crazy with everything else as well. They could overdose this stuff and get sick. But these things are extremely cheap. But the reason why they work is because they allow the cell wall to be penetrated to allow detoxification to occur. That's how they get rid of...
Talk about that, how the body works, then. Be a little more explicit, please.
The cell wall, you know, the downtown clubs there in New York, where Victoria's or wherever else, have very powerful bodyguards, or what do you call them, standing outside the door, making sure nobody gets inside that club.
Bouncers,
that's it. Now, the cell wall is covered with bouncers to make sure nothing gets inside that cell wall except that which is supposed to get inside there. As well as getting out, getting in. The cell wall is an individual form of life just as much as the entire body is.
So let me ask you this. Using hydrochloroquine or ivermectin...
Because we haven't gotten anywhere yet.
I want to know if you could, if that stuff would flush out the vaccines from the cells as well. Maybe not.
I don't know. I haven't seen any research on that. It's a good idea, but I don't know. I can't say one way or the other.
All right. Please.
However, what hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin do is allow penetration of that cell wall by the immune system to a certain degree that it will allow the cell to detoxify itself, which is primarily what viral elements are anyway, is detoxification elements coming out of a sick or dying cell. That allows rapid turnaround in even some of the most sick people with COVID. I know two people right off the bat that we were texting because they acted like they were dying. They couldn't even get out of their bed. So we made sure they had an adequate supply overnight of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. They both used it, husband and wife. 2 days later, they were out shopping for a brand new car. That's how effective this stuff is, and that's why leading epidemiologists, virologists from around the world have been lobbying the FDA, saying, hey, wait a second, you quit bad-mouthing this stuff. Well, they had to be bad-mouthed because you can't get emergency use authorization if there is a viable alternative out there in the marketplace that is known to be effective for the same reason. So the only way Pfizer and Moderna's mRNA vaccines could ever get into the market is because under emergency use, and of course that just changed yesterday with Pfizer and soon with Moderna, I think, although Moderna has never had an approved vaccine hit the marketplace, but to date, that could change really quick. But they had to badmouth, they had to sequester and get these hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin drugs out of the picture in order to get their emergency use.
So you haven't been vaccinated. If you got COVID, would you use ivermectin or hydrochloroquine?
Hydroxychloroquine. If I got sick enough, yes. But most people who got COVID didn't even know they had it. That's why they're running around on the face of the planet now with antibodies for these things, because it's just like the cold, just like the flu. The stronger and more healthy and more resistant their immune system is, the less effective these kinds of infections have on the body.
Got it. Jack Stockwell here. Don't forget, Jack comes to us in part because of Calitrin. There's a fellow on the website, toploss.com, who's tried all kinds of different products for weight loss, and he says Calitrin is the one that works for him. He's lost 25 pounds in 3 months. Name is Dave, listens to us up in Oregon. Thank you, Dave, for that info. Check it out. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin. You can order it. Do the BOGO thing. Buy one, get one free. Toploss.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.